Quandamooka. The Quandamooka people are the caretakers of the lands and waters surrounding Moreton Bay, including Minjeribah, Jerangari, North Stradbroke Island, Mulgumpin, Moreton Island, and southern Moreton Bay Islands in Nandabee, Cleveland. The name Quandamooka refers to the collective identity of three primary clans, the Noongee, Noonuccal, and Goonpool. In late 2024, Quandamooka artists participated in a workshop on Minjeribah, Jerangari with Magpie Goose owners Amanda Heyman and Troy Casey. The resulting concepts and designs became part of the Quandamooka collection, a collection rich in stories of ancestral knowledge, ancient techniques, cultural resources and sustenance. The first outfit features a design called Bungwal Ferns by artists Belinda Close and Mahala Burns. Belinda Close is a respected Quandamooka elder who has lived her whole life on Minjeribah, Jerangari, North Stradbroke Island, from 1 mile to Dunwich. Mahala Burns is an emerging Quandamooka artist who is following in her mother's footsteps. The garment is displayed on a curved plinth in the corner of the gallery. The garment is a t-shirt dress with short sleeves and a scoop neckline. It has built-in pockets at the hips. It is made of a soft cotton fabric in a muted blue-grey colour. The design features black lines that curl and intersect, loosely running down the dress. The lines represent the water waves of Minjeribah, Jerangari, North Stradbroke Island. Throughout the design are delicate fern fronds in pale blue. They are pointing upwards, each approximately 15 centimetres long. Belinda Close and Mahala Burns say, "Inspired by the winding creeks, wetlands and underground springs that nourish the island, the artwork reflects the deep interconnection between plant life, water and culture. The artwork's flowing lines trace the movement of water across Minjeribah from spring to swamp to sea, while the fern motifs celebrate the role of native plants in supporting both people and place. Together, Belinda and Mahala explore the textures and colours of country through their art, blending Belinda's knowledge and experience with Mahala's contemporary approach. Their collaboration speaks to the power of family, shared creativity and cultural continuity." The second outfit features the design woven in history by artist Kyra Macintolo, a Quandamooka woman with strong cultural connections to Ulo and the South Sea Islander community of Vanuatu. The design is on a kaftan, a long, loose-fitting garment with wide sleeves and a flowing design on burgundy linen. The design includes two different coloured woven bags in purple and bright orange, featuring the distinctive diagonal weave unique to the Quandamooka women's weaving practice. The purple bags shift and scatter across the surface of the kaftan, with the bright orange bags appearing as a secondary brighter layer on top of the purple bags, and are also slightly larger in size. Multiple threads from the bag handles unfurl and intertwine across the fabric, introducing a sense of movement and texture. A translucent quality in the printing of the bags also allows the burgundy base linen to subtly reveal itself. Kyra shares, "Woven in history honours the weaving practices of our Quandamooka women, where each diagonal stitch is a thread of culture, a quiet strength passed from hand to hand, generation to generation. In my work, the Golai is reborn as an interpretive print where tradition and modern materials meet on paper, then transformed into textile to be worn with pride. This shift from object to garment embodies resilience, both past and present, where colour and fibre preserve ancestral knowledge, while inviting it to live again in a contemporary form. Woven in history becomes more than a garment. It becomes a strength, a story worn on the body, and a living symbol of survival and culture." Kyra Macintolo's multidisciplinary practice spans printmaking, sculpture, ceramics, and bronze casting, each medium offering a unique and distinct aesthetic that brings her stories to life. Kyra's work is grounded in her rich heritage, using diverse materials and techniques to share cultural knowledge, challenge colonial narratives, and invite audiences into deeper understanding. Her practice is both educational and poetic, layering symbolism, texture, and form to express identity, memory, and resilience in ways that resonate emotionally as well as intellectually. The third outfit features a design called Oongare Reeds by artist Elisa Jane Carmichael. It is displayed within the forest of driftwood. The garment is a short sleeveless dress with straight sides and a V-neckline. It is made of a pale green linen with a dark green screen-printed design. The design is rows of hand-drawn reeds, each 15 centimetres tall. The reeds lean slightly diagonally to the right. The root of the reeds at the base is pale pink. There are also tiny pink dots scattered across the garment. This vibrant design draws inspiration from Unger, freshwater swamp reeds used by Quandamooka women for weaving. Growing along the wetlands of Minjerribah Gerangari, North Stradbroke Island, these reeds are deeply embedded in cultural knowledge and seasonal practices. The bright green background reflects the lush vitality of the wetland environment, while the strands of Unger stretch diagonally across the fabric, a visual homage to the diagonal weave pattern seen in local woven bags. A pink blush at the base of the reeds represents their roots emerging from country. This pink hue signals when the reeds are mature and ready to be sustainably harvested, showing how environmental knowledge guides cultural practice, while the scattered pink speckles symbolise the spirit of country. Lisa Jane Carmichael's artistic practice draws on ancestral knowledge, matrilineal connections, memories of place and relationships with country. Lisa and her mother Sonia have collaboratively been at the forefront of gathering knowledge, learning and experimenting to revitalise the unique traditional practice of Quandamooka weaving and explore its creative application to contemporary fibre art. The fourth outfit features the design My Island Home by artist Dean Binkin Tyson, a proud Quandamooka traditional owner and creative artist whose work often explores the connections between land, sea and spirit. The design is displayed within the Forest of Driftwood. The garment is a mid-length dress with straight sides. It has spaghetti straps and a V-shaped neckline. It is made of black cotton with a screen-printed design in maroon, yellow and white. The pattern is made of repeating rows of Ringpa, the sea eagle, Undakol, mulletfish and two shellfish known as Unger and Kwampi. Each animal is drawn with a double line in either maroon or yellow, resulting in a fluid shape. The shapes are filled with tiny white dots. The mulletfish are all swimming towards the right in two rows. Below them, two rows of irregular ovals and rounded triangles depicting the shellfish, Ungari, Pippi and Kwampi, pearl oyster shells, are neatly clustered together. Below this is a row of sea eagles, drawn from above with wings outstretched as if flying upwards. Placed next to each other, the yellow eagles have a maroon circle on their bodies, and their wings are tucked below the wings of the maroon eagles with yellow circles on their back. Dean shares, "In this dynamic design, I feature Maringaba, the sea eagle, Undakol, mulletfish, and two shellfish known as Unger and Kwampi. Each one deeply significant as a food source, but also for their cultural knowledge and lore with seasonal cycles. At the heart of the piece is the seagull, a powerful hunter and significantly important to all Gorumbul, Noonuccal and Noongi people. On sea and country, flight patterns signal the arrival of mullet season, guiding people to gather and fish in harmony with nature. The inclusion of Ungari and Kwampi shells, traditional food sources gathered along the shoreline, grounds the design in the lived practices of coastal life. This design is a tribute to country and the way it communicates, and the importance of the law, listening, observing and living in tune with nature. While that knowledge keeps getting passed down through generations, that culture remains alive." Ding Binkin Tyson's designs are layered with meaning and story, offering a fresh lens through which everyone can connect to Gori culture and Gori knowledge. The fifth features a design called Ancestral Cousins by artist Casey Coolwell Fisher, a Quandamooka Noonuccal woman of Minjerribah, Taranjari, North Stradbroke Island. The garment is hanging within a forest of driftwood collected from Minjerribah, Taranjari, North Stradbroke Island under the guidance of the Minjerribah Mungumpan Elders and Council Aboriginal Corporation and Quandamooka artist Kieran Boona Anderson. The garment is a one-piece jumpsuit with a V-neck sleeveless top that continues into loose shorts. The top is buttoned with four black buttons. It is made of dark grey linen with a screen-printed design in vibrant green, bright orange and light grey. The design is a pattern of the outlines of native animals, the Guruman kangaroo, Buwangan bottlenose dolphin, Kabul carpet snake, Mari Mari butterfly, Yilingambilla whale, Bunbiya turtle, Bombebe koala, Yuan goanna, Miri Gimpa sea eagle, and Guriol curlew. The animals are approximately 20 to 25 centimetres each in width and are represented across the garment with some overlapping. Each animal is decorated with intricate patterns of dots, lines and swirls. The seagull is drawn in pale blue, its wings outstretched in mid-flight. The detailed rows of feathers under the eagle's wings create a stripy pattern, but the underside of its body and its head facing right are outlined. In orange, the snake's skin is patterned in sections, alternating between striped lines and dots along the length of its body. Also in orange, the kangaroo is standing towards the left but is facing front on. A large swirl decorates the muscle of its hind leg. A turtle is drawn in pale grey, its shell intricately decorated with circles, dots and a striped border. Each element reflects the rich biodiversity of Casey's country and the stories passed down through generations. Casey shares, "For me, creating artwork that features animals is also a way of reviving language and cultural knowledge. Through this design, I share how I've been teaching my young son, Roy, our traditional Jandai language, using the names of animals as a starting point for connection, learning, and pride in identity." Casey's work highlights the beauty of Aboriginal design and the importance of visibility and representation in the creative industries. She is co-founder of Chabu, a design business specializing in graphic and cultural design and hand-printed and painted home decor. The sixth outfit features a design called Gunanda and Barangrang, Sugar Bag, Bee Honey and Dugong by artist Kieran Boona Anderson. He is a direct descendant of the Nuki people of Mulgumpin, Moreton Island. The outfit comprises a matching set of a blouse and skirt. They are displayed within the forest of driftwood. Both garments are made of a deep blue-green linen. The blouse is structured with short sleeves and a shallow V-neck. The skirt is long and loose with an elasticized waistband. Evenly placed across both garments is a cluster of screen-printed illustrations that includes a bee, its hive, two dugongs, and a woven bag. The bee is drawn in yellow outline as if seen from above with its wings outstretched. It is drawn flying to the right, facing an intricately detailed hive. The hive is also drawn in yellow with approximately 15 centimetres in diameter. It is an irregular circle shape with rings filled in with tiny circles, creating a dense pattern of holes. Above the hive is a pair of solidly filled pale blue dugongs. They are approximately 15 centimetres long and are swimming to the right, one above the other. They are surrounded by short marks, giving the impression of the moving water that they are swimming through. To the right of the dugongs is an outline drawing of a woven oval-shaped bag with a long looped handle. Kieran Boone Anderson says, "When I was in my 20s, an uncle took me out into the bay and taught me how to hunt dugong. He said to me, 'My son and I will teach you,' and off we went in the boat. This cultural business is strictly men's and women are forbidden. He shared with me how he gained this knowledge from the old man, and this is a customary practice that I hold very close to my heart. I acknowledge his family for sharing this knowledge with me. This design is my interpretation of the dugong, sacred men's woven bag, sugar bag bee, and the hive. I chose these resources because of my extensive background in chefing and intergenerational knowledge passed down by the men. Dugong and sugar bag bee honey would have to be my favourite foods from the sea and the land." The seventh outfit features a design, Tawalpan and Kawinka, by artist Sonia Carmichael, a Noongar woman of Kondumuka, Minjeriba, Jerangari, North Stradbroke Island and Mulgumpin, Moreton Island. The design is on a matching set of a blouse and shorts displayed within the forest of driftwood. The garments are made of sandy beige linen. The blouse has a rounded neck with mid-length sleeves and a rounded hem at the bottom. The back of the blouse has six large cream buttons, each with the magpie goose logo on them. The shorts are loose and have a gathered elastic waistband with a drawstring. The shorts have built-in pockets on the sides as well as two pockets applied onto the back of the shorts. The background of the design is faint grid lines like netting that fade from dark orange at the top to pale pinky orange at the bottom. Across the garment are leaves and flowers from mangroves and cotton trees. The flowers are large and bright yellow with orange centres. The leaves are rounded with their tips angled down. There are also flower buds with yellow bulbs and thin stems. The details of the flowers and the veins of the leaves are outlined in white. Sonia shares, "The print pays tribute to Ujuru Noongar's story of Tawalpan and Kawinka, published in her Stradbroke Dreamtime book. In this story, Tawalpan and Kawinka represent relationships of deep interconnections between people and country. I bring this story to life through my drawings of Tawalpan's hibiscus flowers and nets made from the wood fibres and the distinctive mangrove pods of Kawinka." Sonia Carmichael is a renowned fibre artist who lives on Minjeriba, Jerangari and grew up in the Quandamooka region. Her work draws on the many stories connected to Quandamooka weaving, with a particular focus on continuing weaving practices established by past generations. She works with both traditional fibres and reclaimed materials on country.